FBI Radio and Fire Up are proud to present a glittering new season celebrating the barbaric ballet that we call Rugby League.
He must feel pretty confident with that additional bulk he's put on. Now watch the defence, it'll be fairly violent, I would imagine.
And now the Gladiators hop away with the left forearm.
It was as nasty as we've seen for a long time.
A little bit out of character, he's a very clean player.
Manly slumped to eighth on the ladder.
It's just rubbing salt into the wound.
You can see the head clash there.
Oh, very nasty.
And the crowd love it. They've all taken their angry pill. This smashes him to ground. The one-handed pass back inside.
With a delicate kick.
And he smacked their bottoms with a beautiful bit of football early. Thank you, Mrs. Robinson.
Another little slanging match.
He's only 5 metres from the line.
And he's hurt on the bird.
He runs into a wall.
Certainly got some forearm in it for some damage done to him with a boot or a knee. But my heavens, he's really bleeding.
He's come out of it very much the worse for wear.
Bleeding like a stuck pig out there.
And the crowd's starting to go wild.
Intercepted. Shows it. Goes outside. Steps again.
It's a sad, sad commentary on the mentality of some of the idiots that follow Australian sport.
Now, please welcome your muscle-bound maestro, Stephen Ferris and
Chris Gale,
as they fire up.
Chris, while I was away for the last 2 weeks, the show has been sinking like a rock. I've noticed the ratings have been plummeting. It's just in dire straits, and I thought it was all about you and your cohorts. And then I realised that our mission here, Fire Up's mission with Rugby League, has been a miserable failure after, 2005, 12 years on air. I had two people within 2 hours yesterday, a person from Holland, a person from America, and a person from Melbourne.
That's three
all
people,
foreigners.
Stupid, by the way.
Right.
The person from Melbourne, you probably wouldn't count them as a person, would you?
Well, no, you wouldn't. No. I don't know. They don't have two heads like the Queenslanders or the Tasmanians, but there's something definitely amiss about them.
Sure.
But they had no idea what Rugby League was.
And these were long-term residents of our country?
Long-term residents of our country.
Sounds like we failed, Stephen.
Yes. Yeah, so I think we have to go back to the basics today.
Sure.
We've got to reiterate what we stand for. Sydney Music, Art and Culture to start with. That's
got
what
it.
FBI is. Rugby League fits right in there, right across a lot of them. And we also would like to encourage our listeners to send in a text about the Yes campaign. The NRL is backing us. It's yes all the way. Macklemore all the way.
I'm not so sure about politicising our show, Steve.
Oh, but, really? You know, yeah.
Can I simply say, while you were away and I sat basically in your chair,
yes,
and saw how much work you have to put in.
Yes. You can see why I had a holiday.
It's so tough. It's so tough on my side. You've got it easy. And I also want to say, I had Bronco Reed sitting in my seat, and this series of diva-like demands.
Yes.
He wanted a separate trailer.
Hey.
And he had a writer that made Van Halen blush.
Hey, he wants to say a poem today.
Oh, honestly.
Should we hand over now?
No,
Before we get to our real heavyweight, Warren Smith.
Oh, there you go.
Should we hand it over to Reg now?
You're going to hand over
Reg,
to him
you
now?
Reg, you got the poem? He's going to dig it out for
okay.
us. We unleashed a beast a couple of episodes ago, didn't we, where he recites poetry. He's the Bard of Waterloo. We can't stop it.
Poetry and rugby league, beautiful.
Warren Smith, good morning to you.
G'day, sir. I'm sorry I haven't got any poetry. I would have prepared something had I known there was poetry required.
There's no residue from school days?
Not at this point in time.
T.S. Eliot, perhaps?
It's a long time ago, Stephen, as you
could
probably now, I'll come up with something perhaps by the end of the show. But
okay.
Right now, off the top, I've got
throwing
zero.
Throwing you the curveball.
I've got nothing.
Maybe a rap. Okay. That might be.
Wow.
That might be.
Yeah, that's applicable.
You know, white rappers are all the rage today.
I can see myself. Eminem on the wrong side of the tracks, 8 Mile, something
yes,
like that. You
yes,
know, that could
exactly.
be me.
I believe that you will be joining Macklemore on stage on Sunday.
There's every chance I might just crash the performance before. Yeah. I've always wanted to, haven't yes. we? Always wanted to always just jump up on stage with whoever the pre-game entertainment is
yes.
at the GF.
Yes, that's why they pulled Billy Idol, correct?
That's right.
You were up there.
Yeah, yeah.
Running across
we've
nude.
We've got Woz. Forget yeah. Billy, we've got Woz.
And if you are up on stage with Macklemore, will you follow Francis Abbott's advice to go harder?
Oh, all day. Take it up. Right up the middle, as Macklemore is going to from the before the kickoff.
Did you say Woz? I was just thinking, was it Woz or Waddy that was naked at the State of Origin that day?
It was Waddy. It
was Waddy,
yeah,
was it? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. You've got a better build, admittedly.
I'm a little lighter.
A little lighter.
Yeah, yeah. Waddy's got a couple of kilos on me.
Kilos. Now, we are here to basically sort of... Well, let's start from scratch, shall we, Chris? Rugby league is a great game.
I agree.
It is the final year. It's a glittering new year, but it's the final week of the year, correct?
Correct.
It's really the business of the pointy end of the year. And controversy surrounds everything that happens in rugby league, but they've got their finger on the pulse, and the pulse says yes at the moment, correct?
Very much so.
What's the number one song this week in the country? And it's not Delta Goodrum.
It's Glorious, isn't it?
Is it Glorious?
Well, I'm stretching a long bow there, but I'd like to think it's Glorious by Macklemore.
I was told this morning it was Same Love.
Same Love.
Same Love went to number one.
It has rocketed off the back of all the drama, all the controversy. Yeah. It has gone to number one.
And someone mentioned The Killers. Who?
Yeah. Who?
What?
Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful.
What?
I don't think so.
They're at 56.
I don't think so. And isn't it good to see a song that was number one be number one again?
Yes, you're talking about Sylvester that we're playing right now.
That's exactly right.
Look, it's all positive here. It's rainbows, it's unicorns. We're all feeling pretty good today, aren't we?
Yeah,
and rugby league is the winner.
Off the back of it all.
Yeah.
What a coup.
The big ball, right? The Dally M's. Did you go to the Dally M's, Warren?
I didn't. I was just sitting at home, chilling out, preparing, just ready, getting ready for the grand final.
Okay,
yeah.
Take it.
So ready for fire.
Having hosted for a number of years, I've probably done my term, my duty.
Who was taken over?
Vonnie Sampson. And the girls did a fantastic job.
Bloody Vonnie, she's Hollis. Everywhere, isn't she?
It's the world. We're all just living in Vonnie's world.
Vonnie's world.
It's Vonnie's world.
Is that a TV show?
Yeah, it should be.
It's interesting to me, and because I mean, I thought they did a magnificent job.
Yeah.
Though everyone would agree, the highlight was Buzz Rothfield missing the step and then saying, "I haven't even had a drink."
You are so mean.
No.
You are so cruel.
But I would have thought it's a little bit like, you know, the British Open or something. That once you've been the compere of the Dally M's, you get an automatic invite to the event. I mean,
yeah, you can just keep coming back and playing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I had the invite, but I just said, you know, I just want to sit at home, watch it, enjoy it as a spectator for once, and just get ready for the big game.
You weren't invited, were you?
Look, Warren, you're a professional. Unless you're getting paid, you're not turning up, correct?
That's right.
Exactly.
No. Unless I'm the star, I'm staying home.
Sounds like Bronco Reg.
Now, the issue, of course, Macklemore this week, he's singing a very controversial song. Apparently, it's got half the country up in arms, Chris.
Downtown.
Downtown? No, it's not Downtown. That's explicit. The kiddies love it, though.
They do love it.
They love it.
There's nothing like a curse word to get you up in the that rival station's Hottest 100, is there?
No, exactly. And I don't know if Same Love will get... Will it get to number one of the Hottest 100 as well?
It didn't. I don't think.
Could it?
But Thrift Shop might have once, did it, maybe?
Who?
Thrift Shop. The other
Thrift
song.
Shop did, I think.
I mean, the man has a lot of hits.
He does have a lot.
That's the first thing I think we have to get out.
I was most impressed, and I played it to my mother, who's not young anymore. Glorious, the video clip's an ode to his 100-year-old grandmother. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Yeah, it's a glorious video. He says, Grandma, I'm taking you out for the day. Do whatever you want. She said, let's have a drink. So, sorry, you don't drink. I forgot, you know. So she went out and had a drink. She threw eggs at her friends' houses, you know.
So Macklemore's a man of some depth. He's not just out there just, you know,
absolutely.
Tossing out any old Larry.
He's not some loser like Eminem,
No. I hope that we get a recreation and Macklemore's grandmother is part of the festivities on Sunday.
Yeah, I think you'd be very surprised. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Now, there's been a bit of an uproar about him performing because there's a song that's politicised rugby league this week and a fella called Tony Wall.
Tony Wall.
Now, who is Tony Wall?
I don't know, to tell you the truth. I don't remember. Do you remember Tony Wall playing?
Western Suburbs first grader, 10 games in 1995. Have no recall whatsoever.
He's put himself back on the map, hasn't he?
But I'm assuming these are in the Arana Park days, would that be right?
Campbelltown Stadium, Arana Park. Yeah. 1995 was the year before I joined Fox Sports, and I was still working at Channel 10.
Okay.
And you know, involved in the coverage of rugby league as a journalist as such, but if I was aware of Tony Wall, he has just disappeared from my brain matter.
If I could digress, did they give you a couch at either of those stations?
A couch?
A couch, like Sterling?
Was on the couch. No, we didn't have a couch. It was quite a compact sports department at Channel 10. And then when we moved to Fox Sports, we did actually have a couch.
You do?
Yeah, but it wasn't on
there. Are you allowed
to sit
on it?
Yeah, you'd sleep on it in the old days.
Okay.
You'd go out after, you know, we didn't have a lot of sport in 1996 at Fox Sports. We had one channel compared to what we are now.
Wow.
The massive conglomerate that is Fox Sports. Mm. And you could go out for a couple of drinkies. Mm. And if you got a little tired when you got
just
back to the
stadium,
a little snooze on the couch.
Fantastic.
Times have changed, let me tell you.
Well, you're reflecting on the fact, of course, because we've been concerned throughout the entire run, Warren, that Sterlo on the couch with Sterlo. Sterlo was never on the couch. He was always on the chair.
That's right.
There was one famous incident when he actually stood up from the chair to explain how Mitchell Moses ran more directly than other 5'8s. But for the entire run of the show who was never on the couch. And the news is now that he's rationalised.
Mm-hmm.
He's going back exclusively to Channel 9 and the couch is no more.
No, because they've offered him a couch.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, because in the last season of On the Couch...
The Battle of the Couches.
Where you had your Ennises and your Corey Parkers and your Blocker Roaches, they were actually three chairs pushed together. So, I mean, it was insult upon insult. You can understand why the great man has gone back exclusively to...
And as I asked you before, what has that done to the value of my talking Sterlo bottle opener?
Your VB Blues...
Yeah. Like, through the roof.
Through the roof?
Increased. Through the roof. Fantastic. Don't give it away.
Fantastic. Hang on to it, eh?
Yeah, for sure.
I can see you, well, in about 2 years' time on Antiques Roadshow with your Sterlo
turning
bottle
up with a Sterlo bobblehead.
Look, I've got a Mark Gasnier doll still in the plastic container.
That's all a keeper. Right? That is a keeper.
I've got a Benji Marshall in St. George, actual playing like soft doll, not a plastic hard doll. So surely I can wheel a lot out and see what they're worth.
Gas doll come with a little mobile phone by any
chance? Of course it does. And it works.
It's got A Minicello written on the back.
And all you hear is this little woman's voice going, "Stop annoying me. Stop annoying me."
I'm taping this. It's like a cadet journalist in Adelaide.
Yeah. No, you've got to pull a string at the back and it starts talking. So, Tony Wall, what's he done, Chris?
Well, he's taken out a petition, which is terrific in this world of getupsandchange.org.
So,
you know, we can have a petition on anything. I've got a petition for Bronco Reg not to do a poem on this
show. Well, this whole farce of a campaign, of which we're all voting yes for, I assume.
Of course.
Call me wrong here. It's just a survey, isn't it? It's a poll.
That's correct.
That's all it is.
It's not even a vote, really.
No, it's not even a vote.
Yeah.
Has no weight, gravitas.
But
because you know we'll get to the end of it all, and they'll go, well, we'll consider those options.
Of course you will.
We'll take a look at that.
Oh, now we've got...
You know what you've said.
Now we've got nuclear war coming. Forget about that. Yeah, let's get onto something serious that really matters, like the economy, you know? Like steel mills or something, you know? So Tony Wall, is that his name again?
Tony Wall. Yes. Taking out a petition saying that he's... and his wife and his five young children will not be able to watch the grand final in comfort because Macklemore is playing an LGBTQI anthem.
What does that do to their comfort?
I'm not 100% sure, but many loyal NRL fans, he says, who are no voters, have now got their experience ruined.
Right, okay. Now,
because they're all chained to the chair for the 5 hours preceding and then during and then after the grand final. You can actually get up out of your chair and go out the back and give the dog, throw the ball
Turn
to the dog
sausage.
Or do something now, and then walk back in when Macklemore is finished.
But in the famous words of our sort of guiding like Rex Mossop, people don't want it shoved down their throat.
That's Warren, right.
They don't want this issue shoved down their throat, right?
That's
they're sitting
exactly
down with their family,
right.
Their sausages, etc. You know.
Yep, yep.
Now, where does Alan Jones stand on this, Chris? Because he weighed into this earlier, didn't he? Macklemore,
he was concerned about whether it was a good allocation of funds from the NRL to have this, this
white
Macklemore, whoever he is.
Yes.
Yeah. And people, I think, perhaps clarified what was the racial background of Macklemore for Alan.
Okay.
So he's concerned about Macklemore because I've never met, well, maybe except for Bob Catter, who we'll talk about in a moment, a more stronger proponent of local talent. So I think that
Alan... he loves musicals.
Alan weighed in.
Especially if he's in them.
Yes, exactly. And we can talk about the fact that we might have, is it JT and Joey signing up to some talent agents?
Yes, they
might be in musicals pretty soon themselves.
Yeah. You know, normally we have two performers at the pregame. So far we've only heard about one.
Yes.
Do not discount Joey Johns and JT.
Breaking into song.
Pre-game.
Wow. And where does Alan sort of stand on this controversial issue?
Well, as I said, he was concerned about the lack of local talent.
Right.
You know, he was looking for more like Hilltop Hoods or Fundamentals or
Briggs
Listen
even.
SO. Briggs, of course, has been
Briggs.
All over.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, AB original.
But he's not white, though, is he?
Yeah, no.
They can't have him.
So that was Jones's concern. But the man is busy with a lot of issues. You've mentioned, you know, the energy issue, poles and wires.
Yes.
Matters of gender politics, he says, I'll leave that for others.
Oh, he's been a bit quiet on that one, okay.
But there's been other politicians that...
Bob Catter, the man with the big hat.
Can I quote Bob on this particular issue
for you,
if I may? If the NRL takes the most sacred day of the year outside of Christmas, hello to all you non-Christians out there, and use it to promote their sexual proclivities, that is an insult and an offence to every single follower of rugby league in this country.
Right, including me.
Yeah, he says, I mean, this CEO bloke, hello, Mr. Greenberg, to you and your family, all the very best for the grand final of the week and what a terrific
Todd,
job
you,
you've
it?
Done for all of us here at Rugby League. Yeah. I mean, this CEO bloke who made this decision, mate, it's tantamount to seeping sewage into the debutante ball.
That's colourful language.
He's gone strong.
He's gone very strong, hasn't he?
He won't get the full 40 minutes of the first half.
We've all been to a debutante ball. You don't want your gowns and your shoes ruined, do you?
As a debutante? No, I didn't.
No.
And he's gone on to say that he also sees the geopolitics issue here because he says, it was said of the Americans during the Second World War that there were three problems with them. Oversexed, overpaid and overhead. Well, this little bloke Macklemore, so Hydeism as well, or whatever his name is, coming over here, well, mate, go home. We don't want you here.
If I could stretch the metaphor, septic tank.
Yes.
Septic tanks, go
seeping
home.
Seeping sewage.
Yeah, go home. We don't want you here. Is that what
septic
saying?
Septic tank, seeping sewage. Yeah, it's exactly. All working so, beautifully.
It's a putrid day on our sacred day.
So you've got to give it to Bob because he covers everything there. He covers gender politics, he covers race and Hydeism.
Yeah. And look, I suppose Alan would have something to say about this ball being ruined.
Haven't heard a peep.
Tony Abbott, his daughter's weighed in.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, really, can't she just leave politics alone? That's not her job. It's his job.
The trouble with politicians commenting on politics in sport is that they politicise and they do the very thing that they don't want anyone else to do.
Exactly.
They're great promoters, as it turns out, as well, because Macklemore's song, Same Love, which he'll be performing as part of his 15-minute routine before the game on Sunday.
Yep.
It's back to number one.
It's back.
It's a five-year-old song. It's gone to number one off the back of Tony Wall.
Yes, Tony Abbott.
Bob Catter.
Yeah.
Maybe not Alan Jones.
No, what's the other one? Sam Newman.
Sam Newman. You know? They've put Macklemore back at number... In fact, he's got number one and number two on the charts.
Exactly. Now, Warren, Todd, we love you, Todd. Is this a cynical attempt by the CEO of our code to get Rugby League to fill some seats back at number one again?
Well,
it's working a treat at the moment. It's absolutely working beautifully.
Okay. I tell you what, though, I know you hate me to quote Brett Oaten, but can I quote Brett Oaten?
If you must.
We must not let anyone hear that song about love that already went to number one. And he says, I don't recall Tony Wall's petition about the politics of Kaysan by Cole Chisel.
No, where was he then?
Vietnam, mental illness, drug addiction, extramarital sex.
Yes.
Great song.
Where was he then? They performed 2 years ago.
It's all too late. But I tell you what, if you're DJing, and I assume you are DJing at the grand final.
I am.
They are struggling with the issue of because of the politicised nature. I mean, Macklemore, people are refusing to go.
Right.
So there's a lot of spare tickets. They're going to junior footy players.
Right.
You won't get away with your classic rock stuff on Sunday, mate. You're going to have to play to a younger demographic.
Let's hear the controversial song in question.
This is what you need to play.
And before we go there,
let's hear the Macklemore song.
Our text number 0409-945-945. We would like to get your opinion and your support for this Yes campaign. Let's hear the controversial tune that Macklemore's doing, shall we?
And everywhere we go, we had 25,000 people in New York City. I asked them, are you fired up? And they were all fired up, and I asked them, are you ready to go? And they're all ready to go.
Chris, the texts are coming in, 0409-945-945. FBI is standing very firmly behind the yes vote. Does that make us sort of on the nose with Bob Catter? And on the nose with, what's his name again? Tony Wall.
And Tony Abbott. We're part of the seeping sewage, Stephen, so we would be on the... We would be on the nose by definition.
I wonder what that smell was.
Can I also say that we live right across the road from a whole block that's been demolished, and the residents of Waterloo have got a campaign called #WeLiveHere. They actually, people actually live here, and there's pressure for them to move out. So we stand behind them as well, all right?
For sure.
Okay, great. You might see the lights in the windows. They're lighting up. They've been given City of Sydney funding to light their windows up. Looks beautiful.
We might have a little insight about those lights later in the show.
Indeed, we might.
Again, another political message.
I can't help it. I'm sorry.
This is an original thought I had.
Yeah.
And you can take this one to the back. Politics and sport do mix.
Okay.
Funnily enough.
Yes. Now, fire up. It's about rugby league. What is rugby league, Chris?
It's a state of mind, Steve.
Good. I had to reiterate that because people have no idea out there.
Well, can I say, we're a community-based station, Warren. I think you can appreciate this.
Yeah.
And so we do shout-outs. So, I wanted to do a shout-out. First of all, to Matt Walsh, the nephew of my great mate Des Walsh, who's been selected in the United States rugby league team for the Rugby League World Cup. How about that?
How about that?
We went to Dennis Carnahan's show, and I know all you gentlemen were there previous week.
I didn't get taped. Warren got taped.
I got taped.
You got taped, yeah.
Head tape hero.
I got taped both weeks. The Ciro joke, Dennis, it never gets old. We bumped into Fire Up fans Todd Ingram and Wazza.
Yep.
So, hello, boys. And a very nice woman came up to me by the name of Jen Ryan, and she said, Mr. Gale, and I said, I appreciate
Mr.
that.
Mr. Gale, yes.
I just want to say, I don't like rugby league, but I love Fire Up.
But we aren't doing our job, Chris.
Because
not enough of them to love.
Because that was like two shout-outs in a room full of 60 people. That's barely a drop in the ocean, and we're not making an impact.
No, we're not. Now, I would like to talk about the important things this week. First of all, the red carpet. The Dally M's, you saw that obviously.
Absolutely.
I know you had one eye on it, Warren.
I did.
Yeah,
trust me.
Anybody take your? Did you notice anybody? Any of the men that step out of line, fashion wise? Was there any disasters
any
or any sort
the men?
Of?
No, you know what? I think the standard has actually improved dramatically as far as the blokes are concerned in the last 5 or 6 years.
Remember years ago, they'd laugh at the NRL players, and the AFL players had it all over them. Cricketers have it all over them.
The NRL types have lifted their game compared to the Brownlows. I've got no question about that. The ladies were
wow.
Jaw-dropping.
When you go to the Dally M's, who are you dressed by?
Usually my mum.
Yeah.
She rings up and says, these days you can do the FaceTime.
Right.
I say, Mum, how's that look?
How am I looking?
And she goes, oh,
straighten
that
your tie.
Do your ties up around your house, that little bit of hair.
It's never good enough for your mum, is it?
Never.
Interestingly, a lot of the post-Dally M's talk in terms of the men's couture was bellyache. Sort of had a blue
velvet.
Type.
I know.
Yeah, wow.
But that was something. I mean, he's had that in the cupboard for a long time, quite obviously.
Is that a sign of his arrogance? Is he feeling cocky?
Yeah,
or was that a Melbourne thing?
Maybe.
I think
it's a bellyache thing.
A bellyache thing.
He might have had it from the old Portland days.
Right.
Up there, that cement town up there on the way to Mudgee.
Yes.
Between Lithgow and Mudgee.
Portland, there is a Portland on the border of Adelaide and, South Australia and Victoria. Well,
Portlands
are
everywhere. Oregon, of course.
Oh, Oregon, of course.
You know, everyone's got a Portland. But that's where bellyache hails from. Maybe at the 1978, Portland, I can't think of their name, the team up there, but maybe that's what he wore to the Prezzo.
See where you're coming.
He's had it in mothballs ever since, and he thought, I'm going to produce that at some stage.
I assumed it was a standout. You're talking, he just dusted off the old one.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay.
I think so.
Shocked everybody. Yeah. He doesn't care.
There's Chris Barrett from the Fairfax Press this morning, sort of, again, there's so much image management going on at the moment. The beatification of JT, the beatification of Cameron Smith, the race to immortality. Today, there's this article about Craig Bellamy about how Matty White, former Melbourne Storm player, had his 30th birthday, just done his ACL. Wife organised a surprise birthday party. Bellyache leaves training with the Storms, gets someone to drive him, turns up at Canberra for the surprise party. You know, he's a good guy. And even though Will Chambers says he's a grumpy man at heart, he's trying to show that by wearing a velour suit, he's actually warm and fuzzy.
You're saying the spin merchant's working overtime here. Because is there any love for Melbourne yet?
Because,
well, I like their football. I mean, I love the way Billy Slater plays. I love the way Cameron Smith controls a game.
Control, I love it. Yes, yes.
Cameron Munster.
You could say
rough
that
and tumble type 5'8".
Certain dictators control their people, to certain. Hey, Brendan Cowell sent us another message. Is that right?
Stop it.
Is he on the line?
He loves Melbourne, doesn't he?
Oh, he's all over the Storms.
Okay. Is he on? He's coming. Here he comes.
Cameron Smith! Everyone's saying, he's an immortal, he's playing, what can't he do? I tell you what he can't do. Anything good for rugby league. He has single-handedly destroyed everything that's good about rugby league.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a cheat, he's a manipulator. Him and the Melbourne Storm have single-handedly killed what I fell in love with in the 80s, which is the great game of rugby league. Cameron Smith you are a disease. And you should be out the front, like some kind of Hitler-esque statue.
I'm not
in the Hall of Shame. Yeah. They wouldn't even let me in. I have to be out the front. I have destroyed rugby league.
And the next question is...
And I am the greatest grub ever to put on a small pair of shorts. Yeah, but he looks like David Niven, like one of those 1940s movie stars. Yeah. And, you know, and... all that stuff. You just have a look. Just watch him. There should be a single camera on him. Yeah. Everything he does is disgusting.
Now, can I just say, what I want now is to see you
even
in the same...
Even his name's disgusting. Cameron. So you know how octopus don't have DNA? He's like an octopus. So you can't trace him. Cameron Smith. You don't even fucking exist.
Now, of course, we don't hold true to those values, do we, Chris?
But no. as with the same-sex plebiscite, we are giving equal time to the opposition voices.
Yes.
And of course, it prompted me to do a little bit of research on the assertion that Cameron
Smith... What's his DNA like?
Well, Cameron Smith, who I've been calling a goat all season since that unfortunate Twitter by his management team at the Australian-New Zealand
Can
Test
Can you refresh
match,
me?
President Goat. Greatest of all
greatest
time.
Greatest of all time, yeah.
Turns out that Brendan is asserting that he's not a goat, he's an octopus.
Right.
And that octopus don't have DNA.
I didn't know that.
Well, I did some research. I read up on the work of Stanford University geneticist Jin Billy Lee. Yeah. Sounds a bit like that Saints player, your Kitty Glimmon. He's revealed that many cephalopods, of which the octopus is one, I think squid would also
right.
be in that.
Of course. Yes, of course.
Present a monumental exception to how living things use the information in DNA to make proteins.
Right.
In nearly every other animal, including Bronco Reg, RNA faithfully, whatever RNA it is, faithfully transmits messages in the genes. But octopi, squid and cuttlefish... But
and not Cameron Smith.
But not their dumber relatives, the Nautiluses.
Right.
And I don't know who the Nautilus is in the
Where
Melbourne
Cameron
storm
Cameron fit into
is.
This whole thing?
That might be, I don't know, Safa Solomon or something. Yeah. Edit their RNA, changing the message that gets read out to make proteins. So, Cameron Smith has the ability to change his RNA to make proteins. Hence his ability to see the game four plays ahead.
So on the run.
Yes.
Mid-game.
Yes.
He can change his own shape.
He alters his genetic shape-shifter. Makeup. He turns into a
How
referee.
Good. How good is that?
Something to aspire to right there.
It is.
Can you imagine what Brendan, that mad Sharks fan that he is, would have said had Melbourne beaten Cronulla in the grand final last year?
That's from a winner.
That's right.
From a winner.
That's after they've won their first premiership
in 50
years. A little bit of
grace and giving.
And what it explains to me is because in the ruck, Cameron Smith, who is a supreme athlete with so much time, huge motor, in the ruck where he's affected a tackle, suddenly turns into a drunken sailor, can't find his feet, falls over. He's actually genetically morphing.
Rehashing that.
He's
thing,
morphing into a different human being in the ruck than he is in attack.
And then he unmorphs again.
He remorphs. So I think Cal's onto something, and I'm glad we've given equal voice to the no campaign.
Okay. Where does that leave Craig Bellamy? I mean, you know, in Men in Black, and they say that there are aliens amongst us, you know, and they go through like Oprah is an alien, you know, that sort of thing.
Sure.
Craig Bellamy is. What is he? What sort of pod is he?
No, Craig Bellamy. Yeah. He's a sort of different sort of guy. There's no question
sort of
about that. Yeah. Where he, you know, we know where he comes from. Portland. Yeah. Maybe it's all that cement dust.
We've had a long-standing theory because I think, as everybody's now pointed out, this game is between the far north Queensland Cowboys and the very far south Queensland Storms, right? And Craig Bellamy entered into a deal with the devil, aka Mal Meninga, and sold his soul
because he's a New South Welshman, right?
That's right.
Yes,
exactly.
Country.
So he sold his soul in exchange for the ability to produce a factory for the Queensland and now Australian kangaroo.
How much did he get for his soul?
The big three.
The big three?
He got the big
three. That's quite a price.
And Mal asserted his involvement when he said, you can't have the big four and GI had to move on. So, I mean, it's not all Bellamy's way.
No.
And so, basically, the Storm are being coached by someone without a soul.
Right.
But almost magically, they're now playing a bit of football, which you're alluding to. You've Vunivalu's and Adokar, Munster, X Factor.
It's scary. It's absolutely scary.
My world is upside down.
They're the best team, potentially. Well, they'll prove it if they win on Sunday. But I think they're the best club team I've seen since maybe the Broncos of the late 90s. Yes, 2000 team.
Fire Up has to nail its colours to the mast,
sure.
You know, and we stand for people who actually love rugby league. You know, the great haircuts and the misbehaviour, the Tommy Radonicus, the misdemeanors, the shame museum. You know, the grubs, all that stuff. You know,
yep.
Where does Melbourne fit in this? You know, like they're sanitised. They've got no personality.
Well, since Adam Blair left.
Right. Exactly.
You know, what have they got?
What have they got?
They're all clean skins.
Yes.
Well,
Tim Glasby?
Who?
No. Who?
Sorry?
He's a clean skin.
What the?
Yes, he is a clean
Christian
skin.
Christian Welsh did a university degree, finished it this year. I mean, what's going on?
I don't even know who they are. They're just into
even the Jesse Bromwich thing got turned into a positive.
Yes.
You know. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. The making of the man.
Yeah, yes. Totally. Yeah. You know, he's reinvented and re-established the family values that Melbourne
now,
stands
while
for.
We're on Melbourne. Vonnie, when she came in here, because we all live in Vonnie's world, right?
Yeah, we are.
And Vonnie said
we're just renting.
We're invited for a while. Yeah. Then she boots us out when we're
just
no good.
Squatting, I think.
And she said that Cooper can't smell around corners anymore.
Because of the nose.
Yeah, but I've looked at his nose. It's still bent.
Yeah, I didn't.
Like a boomerang.
Trust me. He can smell around corners.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Around corners. That's clever.
Yes. That's funny.
Can octopuses do that?
No. They can move their arms out.
Re-engineer their RNA. but I think Cooper's above everything else. He's a smart man. And I mean, the decision about whether he is playing football next year will simply be able to be determined by looking at the appointment books of every plastic surgeon in Australia.
Pinpoint the suburb.
Come this
postcode.
Monday.
Yeah.
And if there's a booking Double Bay, Cronk, I think we know he'll be full-time.
What if we don't recognise him, though? At the end of his career, before he takes up a full-time residence at Fox Sports on the couch, he gets the nose straight and who's that? Who's the new bloke over there?
Often like tattoos, you get an addiction to surgery.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, what if he starts and doesn't stop and, you know, Michael Jackson style, you know? where are we going to end up with this?
Genesis P. Orridge or, you know, Pete Burns from Dead or Alive.
Yeah, yeah. And has he signed a contract with Dennis Hanlon and Sony, etc.?
Well, you would imagine so. And you'd also imagine that if Cooper Cronk... is on the couch. It will be a couch.
Oh boy!
It'll be a.
And where does Alan Jones stand on this?
Back to AJ.
He's too busy with poles and wires and the energy market crisis.
Yeah. I thought it was Vonnie's world.
Yes,
not AJ's.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not Gladys's world as far as he's concerned. We know that much. So DNA. Now there's some bloke I've never heard of in Melbourne. Not Tim Glasby. We know he's a superstar, Stade Roger. Who's this other bloke that's coming?
What always amazes me about the Melbourne Storm, and I think it's often said, is that they are able to take people who are not known, give them a role, and they, suddenly they're in a grand final. And I defy anyone to recognise in a police lineup Slade Griffin.
He's got a song.
After about a minute or two, I'm feeling kind of fired up.
Slade,
winter we just got
a message saying that. Can I just read some messages?
Please.
We are big supporters here, and then we'll get on to our little jig in a minute. Are Melbourne the Stepford Wives of rugby league? Should we vote yes for them as well? Says Matt.
I'd say yes.
Yes, we are. Rugby league is, or Melbourne is the Stepford Wives.
I got to be honest. I never saw the remake with Nicole Kidman.
No, well, if you look at Cooper's forehead, it never moves.
There's Botox.
Sure.
I did say you saw.
He's a good looking man, though.
You saw Nicole won an Emmy for Big Little Lies.
Yes, I did.
Which is actually a fictitious telling of how Canterbury Bankstown writes its contracts.
Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
And the way Melbourne
it's heads
used
of
to.
Agreement, please.
Yeah,
heads
of agreement.
Or memorandum
of understanding.
That's right.
Now, Toddy says, thanks for the shout out, guys. Love fire. Apparently, he loved it when I wasn't here.
Oh, he loved it big time. He was boosting Bronco Reg Deluxe.
Todd, I curse you. Yes, Thrift Shop made it to number one in Triple J's Top 100 back in the day. Thanks, says John. I voted yes to SSM, and I vote yes to Poems by Reg. We've got a poem coming soon, Reg. In the meanwhile, you've got a little thing for us, haven't you?
Rugby league airways have been ruled by the measured words of the kid from Junee, Ray Rabbits Warren.
It is their performances as human beings in the field of life generally that makes Brayton Astor and Brett Camorley the people they really are.
But in 2016, everything will change. The owner of the platinum microphone of the Nine Kingdom announces his intention to abdicate. plunging the world of rugby league commentary into bitter civil war? Who will survive the pitch battles and get to switch on the coveted microphone come Friday night football? Will it be Fire Up favourites, Lord Eddard, Ned Voss?
Nathan Friend, it may be the greatest piece of gymnastics rugby league you've ever seen!
Or Ned's bastard son, John Snow Smith? Speaking of bastards, everyone fears the sadistic Ramsey Hadley.
Well, there's a Bible there. Do you want to put your right hand on it and swear on that Bible?
I don't have one, mate.
And what of outsiders like Wildling from the North, Mance Raider-Thompson?
Buckle up, this is a big game coming up.
Or the diminutive Tyrion Kane.
It's going to be a long day, so let's put the kettle on.
And Daenerys Sampson can never be counted out.
Thank you so much. Let's get into it. The North Queensland Cowboys. Oh, you've done it again, haven't you?
Provided her Dragons have little more go forward than their Wynn Stadium counterparts. Game of microphones. The ultimate prize is at stake. A seat on the throne next to Gus Gould.
Anyway, we're all fired up. Let's go.
Did we just wee in the house of Vonnie? Did we?
The house of Vonnie, I'm telling you.
Oh, that's sacrilege.
Vonnie's world.
Can I just say now that Vossy's not here, right? I vote Warren Smith.
Well, oh,
hey, come on.
John Snow. Come on down.
Yes. Yes.
Look out.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
I had to come up with a new grab for you because I think we've milked that one. Have you got something you can
as, you know,
us?
As I've said a lot of times, if I had just a buck for every time a Rabbitohs fan out of nowhere screams across the road, you can take me now, I'd be going, okay.
Can I ask one question? Can I ask one question about Sunday, Warren?
Yeah.
Are you in the Mascord school where you will not refer to the game as the Big Dance, or are you going to find yourself
the
slipping
big into that? The Big Dance is banned.
Yes.
All in readiness is banned. Yeah. what other cliches can you not use
electric
on grand
atmosphere?
Final electric atmosphere? I don't know if the atmosphere will be electric on Sunday.
Someone is 80 minutes away from immortality.
The atmosphere was pretty cool down at Amy Park, speaking of the Melbourne Storm, last Friday night, wasn't it, Stephen?
I was right in the heart of it, and they're a feral bunch.
Wow. Like, they love their footy.
And you know what? They don't know losing, and they don't even. Well, if they get to 20-0, they're still not happy.
Well, yeah, that's right.
Do you know what I mean? They are feral.
Well, I pointed out not that long ago when they were up 54-0 against South, and South scored a try in controversial circumstances. They're all booing. They're up by 54.
Yeah, gee whiz.
Melbourne.
Warren, off task or off topic a little bit. I want to know voices that you really admire, be they comedians or television hosts or not just sports callers, but have you had favourite voices? You know, it could be Cary Grant or it could be Seinfeld. I mean, who do you like?
You know what? This is bizarre. You say this because just recently I grew up in a household where Hot August Night was just, you know, glued to the turntable.
Yes.
So as a result, I'm a big Hot August Night Neil Diamond fan. And I saw there's a fellow who's been around forever, Peter Byrne, great entertainer, does a Hot August Night show. And it's the old cliche, if you closed your eyes, you would swear Neil Diamond was on stage. I saw him recently at Bankstown Sports Club.
Look, I can remember
the Bulldogs
being at the Mudgee City Country Game. I got requested Sweet Caroline twice.
Yeah, there you go.
By the NRL mob.
But it got me back, and I've been doing the dog walking of a night time or after dinner, whatever else.
What do you break into?
I've been on Spotify. I've been whacking to say Spotify. Yeah. I've been listening to a little bit of Hot August Night. Is going back to my youth, and Neil Diamond's voice at that time was very, very good.
Yes. What is he? Is a New Yorker?
New Yorker.
New Jersey? New Jersey?
New York.
Yeah.
Have you explored some of his later Rick Rubin acoustic work, like Melody Road and whatever, and 12 new songs?
I can't say I have.
I can recommend them.
You know, but that stuff from the early 70s when he was at the peak of his powers.
I saw him in 96.
My goodness, good voice.
And what do you love? Because he's a bit Vegas, of course.
Yeah.
He's actually the diamond suit with the diamond is where he's actually sort of, it's self-stitched in.
It's
like a onesie. It's a onesie.
Into his fur.
His Vegas suit is a onesie. It creates the illusion that it's made
up
of components.
No. Wow. Oh, you look, I'm sorry, Warren. In my younger days, when I was fresh out of school, I had a job as an usher.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the films I had to endure was The Jazz Singer,
where
Laurence Olivier plays his Jewish father, you know, who was a rabbi, and his son wants to go to the glittering lights of, you know, popular music.
Sure.
Dare he be a rebel, you know. Yeah. And after about, I don't know, 50
You'd had enough.
I'd really
you were done.
Yeah, I was done.
You had your fill.
You're a purist.
Meal.
The jazz singer. Yeah, I'm sorry.
You're a purist. You're like the Al Jolson original, right?
Please.
Yeah, it offended your sensibilities. It's like when they remade A Star Is Born. Yeah.
And what about comedians? Any voices you love in comedy?
Oh,
phrasing, you know?
Robin Williams, you know, absolute freak. Who else as far as Billy Crystal?
Oh, yeah.
Delivery,
yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. I saw Billy live at the State Theatre.
Did you?
And he came out and played a show called 700 Sundays about his father again, another show about his dad.
Yes, yes.
All about his dad. Fantastic performer. He's got, you know, great delivery, great cadence.
I saw, what's the guy who created Seinfeld, Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Larry David.
Yeah. I hadn't watched it. I watched it the other day for the first time. And I never watched it.
How about that?
I know. I don't have the time.
Series 9 starts this weekend.
Is that right?
That's right. He's back.
He made a comment, and we're just talking about a lot of those, not all of them, but a lot of them are Jewish, you know, singers or comedians.
Well,
and he said in this episode, Jews don't ride motorbikes. I did not know that.
There you go.
Did you know that?
Well, no, I can't. I'm trying to think of somebody I know who's Jewish who rides a motorbike. I'm coming up empty, funnily enough.
I know. I defy you to find one.
But you know what? Where would the American entertainment industry be without the Jewish?
I tell you, exactly. And popular music, too. This is Fire Up. I think we should. What are we going to do now, Chris?
Well, I just simply wanted to ask Warren is that there's a lot of emphasis about the teams and their pre-match routine come grand final weekend. What does your routine involve? Do you go into camp?
Gargle.
Where do you stay?
Yeah, the wife would like me to go into camp for about a month. But no, I'll be at home. The day itself, you know, you can't peak too early. You've got to be at your best at, you know, 5 minutes before kickoff.
Yep, yep.
So you've got to sort of, you know, just temper the morning, you know, go for a walk, have a swim.
Do you get tense? Excited?
Yeah, get a little tense, a little excited. You know, you're sort of, when you've been around, you know, 20 plus years now, I've been sort of doing what I do.
Mm-hmm.
You sort of, you know, you get used to it a little bit. But, you know, those minutes, that half an hour before the game,
and
you've got your game face on.
20 years, best entertainment. Which one? Who is it?
As far as a game or just
no, a... No, the actual performer.
Oh, the act. Yeah, yeah. Oh, sorry,
you know,
the
Billy
pre-game.
Idol or, Tina Turner.
Billy, the other pregnant pause of Billy. David Campbell and Jimmy
David
Barnes.
Campbell.
Remember the father and son act?
Father and son. Here we go.
There you go.
Who's your crew? Who are you working with this summer?
Just myself and Brandy.
Yeah. Right, so you got
it's
a character.
Woz and Brandy, and we've done it for a long, long time, and I'll be pretty comfy. We have the safety net for each other. So, you know, if I come up with something, Brandy's got always something to say off the back of it.
He's a good guy,
I
Brandy.
I can finish his sentences, you know. Like so.
What happened to Gibbsy?
Gibbsy?
Where's Gibbsy gone?
Gibbsy is working on the ABC.
There you go.
Well, that's where all commentators go to, you know, play out their time, isn't it? And Commentary Mad Monday, what does that look like?
Commentary Mad Monday will involve packing the car up and driving somewhere north, probably the Hunter Valley. I think we're going to just have a couple of days to chill out up there.
So Australian.
Sample a couple of, you know, shardies.
But what is un-Australian, of course, is this damnation occurring about Macklemore, correct?
Yes.
Un-Australian.
Totally honest.
Yeah. And Alan Jones still nothing?
Nothing, yeah.
Nothing. What about Delta?
Delta last night, who was with, and God knows how this happened, but I saw the last 10 minutes of the footy show.
Yeah.
And I have to say that James Maloney actually did a pretty good impression of Billy Joe from Green Day, but Delta Erin Molan and Alana Ferguson did Destiny's Child's Bootalicious, which just reminded me how awful Destiny's Child are.
Oh, now you're going to get the... And now our text number, if anybody wants to complain, is 0409945945, and we do vote yes here.
Yeah, but Delta, again, silent on the issue because I think she was too busy imitating doing an excess cover, is that right?
Yeah, seriously, she murdered that. Overdid it, just killed it.
I'm sorry. By the way, I'm getting texts from people identifying friends who are Jewish motorbike riders. Again, we give both sides.
Yes,
Evel Knievel?
Yeah.
Was Evel Knievel Jewish?
Evel Knievel!
He was.
Had to have been, surely.
But the thing about Evel, he didn't really ride the motorbike, he generally fell off the motorbike.
So Larry was wrong.
Yeah.
Larry, it's just a joke, right? I fell for it.
That's right. Comedic purposes.
Yeah. Okay, look, Dennis Carnahan.
He's got a grand final anthem.
Yes, grand final. Let's have a listen, shall we? Here, fire up.
I put on my blues jersey and boarded the plane. I flew down to the land of the AFL, to the town where it always rains. Saw the Melbourne players, and I'm not sure that they're alive. They're like automatons or robots, a collective or a hive. And it's boring in Melbourne, the storm train all day, 'cause there's nothing else to do. Boring in Melbourne, but I don't really think the storm can lose. Cooper said goodbye to Melbourne, he and the storms are parting ways. It's like he's waking up the Beatles. It's the end of Melbourne's glory days. Cameron Smith has gone all sulky, and Bellamy's more of a grouch. But Tara Rushton is super, and she's waiting for Cooper to take over Sturlow's couch. Cause it's boring in Melbourne. So Tara said if you stay there, it's no deal. Boring in Melbourne. So Cooper's got a new job on TV. So I flew on up to Townsville. I looked at Ethan Lowe's dead eyes. How can they play with all those injuries? I think they've all been zombified. So I wonder who would win in a robot zombie fight. Paul Green said, tell me, are you a Cowboys fan? I said, man, I am tonight. Cause it's boring in Melbourne. The storm train all day cause there's nothing else to do. Boring in Melbourne. But I don't really think the storm can lose.
Look, we're proudly Sydney-centric here. This is FBI. That's why we exist. That was our whole sort of raison d'etre. Is that the word?
Yeah, we're a community-based station and Sydney is our community.
Sydney Music, Art and Culture, the Smack Awards, Rugby League. Rugby League is Sydney. Do you remember the day, Warren, when it used to be called VFL? We used to refer to them as Mexicans. We had no idea what they were doing.
Absolutely.
Down there.
Yeah, part of my childhood, again, harking back to my youth, yeah. Growing up on Saturday afternoons, being minded by my grandmother at Lidcombe and watching in black and white Carlton versus Richmond on the match of the day.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Jezalenko.
Bristol. Yep.
The flying doormat.
What are you guys talking about?
Yeah, I know.
I've got no idea.
Sorry, no, right. There's just still a little
Peter
bit
of Knights. Yeah. Malcolm Blight was playing before he was coaching, then commentating.
Warren Smith is our special guest today. Warren will be working on Sunday. I'll be working on Sunday. Chris, what will you be doing on Sunday?
I'll be watching you guys work.
good.
From my seat in the grandstand.
You'll be there?
Oh, of course I'll
of
be
course
there.
You'll be there. Okay. And
I've only missed one grand final since 1996, Stephen.
Is that right?
It's good streak.
Yeah, 2007, went to Park Life and... dance music. What was I thinking?
Yeah. I look, polymath, I've said it over and over again. You have broad taste.
It was a good bill, though. It was Justice, it was Goose, and Ajax, may you rest in peace.
Right, okay. And your favourite entertainment, Chris, over the years? I don't think I've ever asked you this.
That hasn't involved me. I mean, you're actually talking about...
yeah, not the pants off afterwards, though.
I tell you what, the most memorable thing... I mean, I find it very difficult to get too fired up about the entertainment because you're only getting one or two performers out of the pantheon of available performers. Yeah. So you're never going to make anyone happy, I don't think.
No.
But I will never forget the rather poignant sight of Slash playing a guitar solo to a backing tape of Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, let alone Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
I thought that was the most unusual thing.
That was curious, wasn't it?
And it was so curious that it actually made me enjoy train during Drops of Jupiter. What a surprise.
That's saying something.
Yeah. And then, of course, we all harp back to the Tina era where she actually was there in three dimensions. That was pretty exciting.
Oh, I have to say that I think Chisel nailed it.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Oh, in the arena.
They politicised the NRL, Stephen.
K-San, why did they do that song?
Vietnam.
Yeah. Can't have that.
Extramarital sex, drug addiction. Now, come on now.
There's some bloke called David Goodwin has called in saying the grand final was not a PC lecture theatre. Did you know that, Warren?
It's not a PC lecture theatre.
Yeah. Because if he says one word, if that Macklemore says one word about this whole vote thing, drag him off, I say.
I've got a tip for you. Mm. On a big screen behind Macklemore while he's performing will be key words, and some of those motherhood words that they're all what the NRL works on. But they're words like inclusiveness.
Pathways.
And equality. Pathways might get a run, you never know.
Journeys,
But that. I've got a little tip, a little insider's giving me a little, just a word, and people will read into that what they want. They'll go, look, they've gone completely bonkers in NRL.
I think your mail is incorrect. Bonkers. There'll be a continuous stream of ads playing behind Manimal and images of Cam
KFC.
Smith with those ropes. What's he doing with those ropes?
What is Cam Smith doing with those ropes? Have you seen that? That is so George Michael, isn't it?
It is a little bit.
You know,
it's old school.
Grey and white and flashing up and down.
It's back to sort of
showing
80s.
Off his biceps.
Yeah, I know.
Tight singlet. Sweaty, you know.
but you're right. There'll be those words. And then in subliminal flashes, there'll be things like, in Todd we trust.
Yeah.
Things like that.
And surely, if Brendan's obviously out of the country, he hasn't seen that ad. If he'd he'd seen the ad, oh, that would turn him, surely.
It might finish it. It might just finish it.
And look, we don't want that stuff shoved down our throat.
Thank
we
you
do
very
not.
Much,
no.
No. Look, can I just say something serious?
Please.
Is it not a legal issue?
Sorry?
Is it not a legal issue?
Oh, you mean the
law should be for everybody?
Civil rights.
I think
simple.
So.
It's
yeah.
Look, I hate to bring the fact that, and I never practiced as a lawyer. I went to law school and they tapped me on the shoulder and said, never be a lawyer. But
son,
I think this is simply son. a matter of contractual rights, Stephen.
Right.
And in my view, everyone should have that ability to be able to make that decision to make a contract. And think of all the look at poor old far North Queensland in trouble right now, being gouged with ticket prices to fly down.
Oh, the gouging that's going on.
The economy's in trouble.
Chris,
if we open up marriage to the entire community, yeah, all the catering and entertainment businesses and wedding singers and, dare I say, DJs will have more work.
Exactly.
The economic spin-offs alone justify the
yes,
situation.
But look, there's a few other issues happening. You're talking about the gouging, and I think that Malcolm asked Lucy to have a word with Alan about this issue with the Qantas. And
the price gouging is outrageous. Like,
it's crazy.
The airlines could engender so much goodwill
from
the people of Townsville and the people of Melbourne, and maybe get a little bit of, you know, sort of something back at, you know, in karma or down the track.
And they might get a few people to the game, which they're a bit in
just
trouble.
Just outrageous
of.
This is allowed to happen.
Is this something that Craig Bellamy's instigated?
I don't think so.
Not his fault?
I think it's Alan Joyce.
Is it
Cameron
Smith?
I think it's Alan Joyce.
Alan Joyce?
Yeah, that Irish halfback.
Yeah, he says yes too.
Yeah, well, he should
strange,
do.
Isn't it?
Yes,
it's 2017. For goodness' sake, Stephen.
Sakes, I know.
Say
it's yes.
It's a Bob Catter, who's a big free market economist.
Yeah,
this
is
nothing but the free market. But it's not. It's not a good look for the game.
He's confused and conflicted. You're right.
It's really
right.
strange.
Now, so that's one way the Cowboys are being hit this weekend. Another way, apparently, Macklemore. Damn that Macklemore and his song. He's what? Stopped. Apparently, the Cowboys from training on the paddock.
Well.
Apparently.
That is an outrage.
Yeah.
So where have they've sort of shoved them down to Penrith or something, haven't they? I think this is not good.
I think maybe Cogra. They have been training at having their captains run at Leichhardt.
Well, that's got to be good for them.
You would
the magic will rub off.
Exactly. But I think they're at Cogra tomorrow morning for their final run.
For these Melbourne spies who want to go down.
Not giving one of the grand final teams the chance to train on the actual pitch.
Yeah.
I mean, it's style over substance.
I'll take up a petition about that.
Warren, you're the expert here. Who was the player that puts his hand in the dirt of every ground and rubs it to feel the dirt? There was someone who used to do that.
Somebody still does.
Indigenous?
That Sam Thaiday?
Might be Sam.
Sam do
might be.
That
so they get their hands in the dirt and they're about to, you know, like a sacred turf, so to speak.
Yes, I can see someone.
Hey, Reg has written a poem. He's written a poem about Warren, is that right?
Yeah, I've done this.
Let's have a listen.
This is a first.
I've done this on the fly.
On the run, Craig Bellamy style.
Usually the best way.
This is about was a Smith. Was a Smith is a gun like a Smith & Wesson. He's the voice like John Farnham. If you riff with Smith, you better get your barbs together. Or this Smith & Wesson is going to teach you a lesson. So just give it a rest, son. You better know what you mean, or Wazza is going to give you the green dream.
Oh, the green dream.
Macklemore's shaking now.
Wow.
He might be pulled.
I'm on it. Reg, that's fantastic. Thank you. Can I get a cut of that on vinyl?
We'll release that on the Joey JT album. You know, a little hidden track.
Extended mix.
The Ode to Warren.
Yeah. Country Western Duets, is it? Duets?
So, yeah, 100% country and western. Okay. Rhinestone Cowboy, all the greats.
Great.
You know,
yeah.
bit of Steve Earle for the old country.
Steve Earle.
Bit of Jason Isbell. Can I simply say, you keep mentioning Macklemore.
Yeah.
The person, and I mean, this is a very vexed issue, and lots of people are suffering as a result, and we're not considering the social cost. Mm. But is anyone talking about Ryan Lewis?
Who?
Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
Is he playing for
Melbourne? Collaborator.
They were a duo until June, and they've been now rent asunder.
Right.
I'm presuming possibly because Ryan is in favour of the no vote. I don't know.
But
it's a
two
human
sides
cost.
Of it, yeah.
I just want to again get everything out on the
was
table.
Was that a salary cap issue?
Yeah,
he got
well
squeezed
been,
out?
They're asking too much.
Yeah. Airline tickets, the whole business.
Back-ended
is Alan
deal.
Joyce behind
obviously
this?
Obviously a back-ended deal, and they haven't got the readies to
Stephen, can I ask one more question of Warren? Because we really appreciate you taking the time in your busy pre-game schedule.
Busy.
You've been pestering us for about 4 months to get on here.
any chance we can come on? I've been the emails I've been sending are ridiculous.
I know you're a humble man and you don't really want to talk about yourself too much, but the revelations from Tom Malone, director of sport at Channel 9 this week, that Freddie Fittler would be able to coach the New South Wales Blues if given the Orange a job and complete his Channel 9 commitments. In describing Freddie Fittler, he said he's a lean forward television talent.
Ooh.
Would you regard yourself as a lean forward television talent?
And what does that mean, Warren?
I don't know. Yes. I'm guessing it's like whatever they say is of such importance that you've got to be on the edge of your seat waiting to hear what I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think you are lean forward.
It is a new term on me. I've heard plenty of terms, plenty of people on TV who've been described in all manner of ways. Yes.
And that's why
time.
Tom Malone's the head of the department talent. And you're not, correct?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. He's running the show. Lean forward. Chris, let's just take that on board. I won't be here next week.
I'd love to come and do a wrap-up show.
Yes, you can.
I don't particularly want to do it with Bronco Reg, but he'll probably impose himself on me. We might even have a guest or two.
Wonderful.
It's been great, though, Stephen. I really enjoyed working with you this year more than I imagined.
Keep it going.
Yeah, because I thought it would be awful, and it turned it turned out just to be mediocre. And in this modern world of uncertainty,
that's a win.
Potential nuclear disaster, mediocre is a win.
Yeah, I'll take
thanks,
mediocre.
Thanks, Warren, too, for your
my
for
pleasure,
your service.
Boys. It's always great fun to come along and have a bit of a chat.
Yeah, well, I guess it breaks you out of your box.
Gets me out of the camp.
Out of the camp.
Yeah,
exactly.
Gets me out of that little hotel room I've been sitting in, just with stats and
the equivalent of paying cards, isn't it?
That's right.
Is your wife listening? Because apparently she doesn't like rugby league.
She loves rugby league, but the Broncos are done. She's done.
Rugby league
is dead to her until next March.
The last couple of weeks, I haven't been here, but gee, how done were the Broncos? How done were they?
30 blot.
Yeah.
That's done. Reg?
You just rolled over. Show me, scratch your tummy.
The main thing I got out of the Broncos' defeat last week is that they're ordering a large supply of cream at the New Zealand Warriors next year because they're getting the ultimate cat in Adam Blair.
Oh, that's cutting. Boy, the world's out for Adam Blair.
Aren't they?
Remy from Bayview, it was a massive yes from me, so can you play something from Hot August Night? If you don't, I'll probably...
Oh, please.
Yeah, look, I'm sorry, Remy. Who knows? Just kidding, she says. Thanks, Warren.
Thanks, Steve.
Well, hopefully we'll see you again next year because we've got a lot of educating to do with respect to rugby league and the masses out there.
There is no off-season for us, Stephen. If we're going to get the message out, we'll be fully occupied.
This time next year, there will be a quality.
Yes, exactly. Indeed.
Married to quality in this fine country.
Come on, Luce. Come on, Malcolm.
Let's go.
You can do it.
What's
Alan Jones got?
Well, he's busy. Poles and wires. Energy.
Poles and wires. Sorry. Right.
Coal seam gas.
That's sorry. Right. Fracking.
So tune in again next week when we invite a veritable breadline of nobodies and wannabes to flesh out another rip-snorting roundup of rugby league shenanigans, slander and smut right here at the home of radio's most fatuous footy confab. Fire!